This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Next Friday, the 8th of April, AREG will be running its next fox hunt, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park in North Adelaide. This will be a car-based hunt, with foxes spread across the Adelaide Plains area. There will be three foxes deployed, using frequencies 145.3, 144.390, and 439.4 MHz. With daylight savings time finished, this will be a nighttime hunt, so make sure to bring a good torch. AREG continues to operate a remote HF receive site to the north of Adelaide. The site hosts multiple public Kiwi SDR receivers, a HF APRS receiver, skimmers for FT8 and SSTV, and a range of other services for club members. Last weekend, a group of AREG members visited the site to perform some repairs on the main HF receive antenna, a broadband monopole. The antenna had received some damage from the very high winds at the site and was missing a few wire elements. The team managed to drop the mast and make the repairs in short order before heading off to a nearby bakery for lunch. Thanks to all that came along and helped out. You can find out more information about the remote receivers by visiting the AREG website at www.areg.org.au and clicking the link partway down the right-hand side of the page. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow amateur radio hobbyist. This is VK5 LSB. And my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wise South Australia and its committee. As this broadcast goes to air this morning, the Wise South Australian volunteers are out in the field providing radio communications and logistic support for the Zagami Super Sunday Motorsport event across the Adelaide Hills, Wollonga and McLaren Vale regions. This is a new event for Wise South Australia and its exceptional volunteer amateur radio operators, and it just goes to show that amateur radio operators' communication skills are in demand, and we are seeking expressions of interest for new volunteers to come out and join and work with us and share your amateur radio skills as a Wison South Australian volunteer at future events. Wison South Australia will be holding their annual AGM on Saturday the 7th of May down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, along with a free barbecue and soft drinks, with doors opening from 10 a.m. on the day. We are seeking applications for persons to come and join our dynamic and motivated committee to assist us with taking Wison into the future. If you want to come and join us on the journey as a committee member, then either complete the form and the current newsletter or contact me via my email, which is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and I will send you an application form to join us on the committee. I say again, my email is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and we look forward to you becoming a member of the Wise South Australian Dynamic Committee. The Wison SA Radio Net is held regularly on the first Sunday of each month, with the net to be held tonight, Sunday the 3rd of April 2022, at 2000 hours, which is tonight. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours, and everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And you don't have to be a Wison member to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by Wison SA committee member Tony Green, VK5FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves tonight from 2000 hours local time. This has been VK5 LSB saying thanks for listening. Stay COVID safe and free in 73 till we meet next. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Immediately after this broadcast and the callbacks have finished, hopefully a good number of Surge members will assemble at our club rooms for a working bee. Over the years, we seem to have collected a lot of items that are not really of any value and will never get used, but they consume space. Our group is extremely fortunate in having club rooms with quite a bit of storage space, plus 1.5 spaces in a 3-car lock-up garage. As always seems to happen, all of this storage is pretty much filled up, and we are very short of space to be even able to get to items, particularly in the shed, which also houses our tandem trailer. We are hoping that members will find something useful or even valuable to them, which they will take home with them. Otherwise, we see a fair bit adding for the dump. The club room seemed to have accumulated quite a few old Motorola and CB radios that are no longer of any use as people have dumped them there. We're hoping that the hour or two's effort will clear quite a bit of space and make everything accessible once more. Following on from the working bee, we plan on holding a barbecue for the assembled multitude. As we have not held any face-to-face functions for quite a while, we're hoping for a good roll-up, and the club rooms will have been open for the ladies to have their own meet and greet and coffee and a biscuit while the fellas have been busy cleaning up. I know of at least one of our members who has come up from Portland in Victoria especially to join us, and we will be very happy to see him and any others after a long COVID-induced absence. On the callbacks last Sunday, we were all blown away when club member Ian, VK3DNQ, who was in his shack in Codrington near Port Fairy in Western Victoria, a distance of 126 kilometres away, called in. He was full quieting and loud and clear. It was great to hear Ian, as it is by no means a regular event. Most of the time, the boys in Portland struggle to get into our system, and that's only 100 kilometres line of sight away. Well, that's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here's the AHARS news for the week beginning 02/04/2022. The Friends of John Jenner, VK5KJJ, who's now a silent key, are advised that his funeral will be on the 6th of April at Alfred James Morfitt Vale at 10:30 a.m. Barry, VK5BW, is slowly making progress, recovering from the stroke he had recently, and we wish him all the best and hope for a full recovery soon. Barry has been shifted to Flinders Recovery Ward, where he tells us that the food is at least edible, unlike the food at the Adelaide Hospital. Our secretary, Glenn, VK5GLM, is taking over looking after the repeater network. He has a similar technical background to Barry, and Barry will be able to school him up on the repeater network. I've put together the calendar for 2022 after having had enough responses to my call for people to put their hand up to do presentations at general meetings. Thank you if you are one of these people. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. I emailed out a PDF file of the 2022 calendar on Thursday the 24th of March. If you did not get this, then I do not have your current email address. Please send me your email address to philstore@adam.com.au. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 8th of April at 12 noon, and the next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 9th of April at 9 a.m. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the 4 Saturdays soon. I've had some interesting topics suggested in my response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One of two of the topics would be more appropriate for technical sessions at the shack. Pat tells me there are 5 Saturdays in April, and this means we can have a 5th Saturday brunch at the shack on that day, the 30th of April. This could well be our last such event at that venue. We have one promising venue as a replacement for the shack, but we're still negotiating for it and other sites. I noticed at the general meeting, not everyone put their name on the attendance register. This is important. This covers us for public liability insurance, which this year has cost us over $400 and is necessary coverage for our use of the venue. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe. Stay away from COVID. VK5 SRP.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last week I forgot to warn everybody to adjust their clocks for this weekend because daylight saving has ended and we're all on Central Australian Standard Time. However, if you are listening to this at the 9 a.m. Time slot, then you must have adjusted your clocks correctly. So well done. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? Next Friday night, the 8th of April, will be the general meeting for this month, and it's going to be another show and tell. So if you've got some project that you've built and you're particularly proud of it, then bring it along and explain all the intricacies of it. Or if you bought a new piece of equipment that you're proud of, bring that along and we can all gloat over it. So that's next Friday, the 8th of April, for the general meeting. Now it's in the meeting hall at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course the COVID rules will still apply. However, there will be tea, coffee and soft drink available. So that's next Friday, the 8th of April, for the general meeting of the North East Radio Club. The technical meeting for April will be on Friday the 22nd. And we're going to have a talk which will be appropriate for the coming Anzac Day, which will be a couple of days afterwards. So that will be on Friday the 22nd of April for the technical night meeting. And don't forget, of course, that the net's still running. The Coffee Corona Club net is on the Houghton repeater every Wednesdays at 9 a.m. And Phil, VK5SRP, is a very good barista and puts on a good show for us. So we can come up at 9 a.m, have a bit of a chat, and then after the Coffee Corona net, we can go over to the library and enjoy a coffee and conversation with everybody there. So that's every Wednesdays. And every Friday, it's the F-Troop net, which is on the Link Repeater Network, and that's conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. And we all gather there, have a bit of a chat about what we've been doing during the week, and it's always a good time to meet up with everybody and talk about what we've been doing. So that's every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network for the F-Troop net. Well, that's all we have for this week. I hope you all stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.